Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected, would you feel scared, proud, relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow. Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. Or go to peacecorps.gov.
I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
What if your time on the planet was ending today? If you had one thing to tell us, tell me what would you say? Would you laugh, would you cry when you watched the view of your life? Did you lay it all out on the table or hold it inside? Did you dot every T? Did you cross every I? Did you live every day of your life? Would you think you were right? Would you think you were right when you thought about the way that you felt when love touched your heart for the first time? Would you want to do over with a little more stuff? Or would another 5 minutes to tell her you love her be more than enough? More than enough. Hey, more than enough. If you knew that goodbye was a heartbeat away, would you still never speak to a lover for making mistakes? Would you hate anybody Would you think you were in love? Would you think you were right? When you thought about the way that you felt when love touched your heart for the first time, would you want? Another 5 minutes of holding him closer be more than enough, more than enough. Hey, more than enough. Oh. When you're circumstance, very little happenstance till you look behind and find in each and every line love was on time. Hey, hey, hey. So many people sleepwalk through the day after day. Woke up mid-stride thinking, how did this happen to me? I opened my heart and wiped the sleep from my eyes. Started laughing so hard that I cried, cause I found I was wealthy and I found I'd arrived. When I thought about the way that I felt when love touched my heart for the first time, I didn't need a do-over with a little more stuff. Cause I found that each time I could tell them I loved them was more than enough.
Welcome, family, to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan on Life Conversations Radio Network. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and that was Troy Horn reminding us that we are more than enough. You can find more of Troy's soulful music on troyhorn.com. You spell his name T-R-O-Y-H-O-R-N-E. And he just has magical music that always lifts up my vibration. You know, it's soulful music from the heart, for the heart. And I'm wondering, how is your heart beating tonight? Do you know that you're more than enough? I want to thank you for spending your Sunday night with me. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm trying to get the Irish Spring commercial out of my head, seriously. But I'll take some Van Morrison right now. He's one of my favorite Irish poets. Today is also the end of the Mercury retrograde. Yes, I hear a loud clap in my head. I'm so happy to have Mercury go direct. I need my communications to flow. And the number of guests tonight. Right? I'm so serious about that. Thank you, Life Coach Today. He's always hooking me up in the background, but we're going to give you a little bit more about him shortly. But I want to tell you our number guest tonight. The energy of the day is a 17. We reduce it down to an 8. And 17 is the star in tarot cards and the mountain lion for medicine cards. And that double gift is unconditional love for yourself and others is the star. It's very healing energy. And then the mountain lion and medicine cards is all about leadership. We reduce that down, family. We get an 8. 8 is either justice or strength, depending on your tarot deck. And it shows up as the beautiful otter of medicine cards. And its gift is woman medicine. My mission tonight is to get you ready for your Monday. So this is our time, our me time. And I want to thank all the beautiful people on the phone lines and those who are going to join us in the chat room. And yeah, you in the archive, I see you. Welcome. And thank you for stopping by. Now is the only time that matters. So whenever you listen in, it's the right time. But if you want a reading or you have something on your heart to share, you're going to have to join me live. Call in 347-426-3346. Yes, I'm giving readings tonight. So be sure to press 1 on your keypad if you want to play. And then we can see what messages you'll get today. So I really am feeling lots of energy running through me. But the one thing that I can say for you is one of my gifts is tapping into the gift of gratitude. And I wouldn't be where I am today without some very special people who work with me. So I want to thank Life Coach Today, who is the head of Life Conversations Radio Network. I always thank him for giving me an opportunity for making my childhood dreams come true. Did I know it was going to be tarot and other things? No. But I'm grateful I get to show up as I am. So make sure if you call in that you say hi, because he's going to be the one screening the calls for me and handling the technical parts of the show. Before I tell you about the other shows on the network, I want to make sure I give serious shout-outs to my family and the phone line. So I got to sneak over there real quick and see who is playing with me tonight. I see, I believe this may be Aria. Wow. Thank you so much, brother, for joining me. My sister Tam Tam, all the way from Colorado. Miss Tanya from D.C., whoop whoop. Thank you, family, for joining me. And to those of you in the chat room, guest 1676, if you are interested in interacting, please feel free to register on Blog Talk Radio so we can hear more from you. So I did my shout-outs. That always feels good. But let me also tell you about my other family members on this station. You know, our main goal at Life Conversations Radio Network is to shift you from where you are to where you want to be. So basically, we've got you hooked up all week long. So let me just go through this rundown for you. We have the Ask Life Coach Today radio show from Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. You can also find me there. That's my home. I hang out there. I break down the energy of the day around 1. And Life Coach Today is always directing people on their life path, whatever challenges that they're going through. Then we have the Play Experience with Ambassa Safira on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? Take a trip on a playground and get in touch with deeply loving yourself. Her theme this month is the Divine Feminine. Very yummy. Definitely want to check that out. Then there's Ancestral Blueprints on the last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach A Day. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. And then you have me, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, 8 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. This is the place and the space to take an interactive, fun approach to getting to know who you really are and learning how to embrace all of you through the use of introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards. I weave stories using numbers, cards, music, books, and movies to provide you with a new outlook to experience the best in your life. You are reclaiming your me power when you join me on Sunday nights. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. Let me say that a little slower. That felt a little fast to me. 347-426-3346. Or you can post your questions on Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like page. To stay up on what's going on at Life Conversations Radio Network, feel free to go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, and you will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. So tonight, I want to welcome you to serve yourself some justice, not judgment tonight. I want to say that again. Serve yourself some justice, not judgment, okay? We have a lot of conversations in our community right now about haters gonna hate. But, you know, the biggest hater that I've been looking at lately is the hater I see in the mirror. That's not a stranger. That's me. It's the stories I find that I tell myself are far worse than anything anybody can say about me or to me. So I really wanted to do this show tonight as an offering of peace and love and some compassion for myself. And I know I'm not alone. It is time to put the metaphysical belt away, family. And I think I'm getting a message from the heart quarters, so I'm going to move over there before we get too deep. But just, you know, rest with that for a minute. And I love it. Oh, okay. Life coach today, ha-ha. You know, he gives me these clues in the background, letting me know, you know, what's going on. And it's not him. Somebody else is reaching out. Okay, folks, you're going to have to call 347-426-3346 to let me know what's going on. So we're going to get back into our journey. Sorry, I got pulled away for a second. But I don't know if you know what the metaphysical belt is. But it's the self-blame, the criticisms, and the judgments that we put on ourselves for every time that you tell yourself something unholy, like you're not good enough, that you're not beautiful, that you can't do it, you're beating yourself, that metaphysical belt. And it is robbing all of us of our joy and peace of mind. And I'm hoping that through some of the tools that I've been using, I can help you reclaim that tonight. With the help of the Justice card, that's going to be the primary focus. But, you know, I'm a Spider Woman, so I'll be pulling in a lot of different energies around the number 8. And are you ready? We're also going to get into a little bit about the true meaning behind St. Patrick's Day. So there will be on-the-air readings. You're welcome to call in and join me, 347-426-3346. And I'm reminded by something that Life Coach Today often says on his show, reminding us that, you know, don't beat yourself up, but lift yourself up. And, you know, I always find messages, you know, just synchronistically on Facebook. I have beautiful people. If you're not having a good experience with Facebook, I really advise you to shift your friends. Yes. Because when I go through my news feed, I have such powerful people just dropping amazing things. And I'm going to give credit to Hermit's Journey, someone on Facebook. I grab their cards, and I always say that their messages are always timely, and it just lifts up my vibration. And Hermit's Journey posted this today, and it's in such alignment that I want to share it with you. Don't beat yourself down for your mistakes. Use them as an opportunity to build yourself up. Every mistake is training and practice towards future success. Each holds the promise there's plenty of room for improvement. In fact, they are the chief indicator that you are challenging yourself to get beyond your comfort zone. Realize that with every mistake you learn, you acquire additional skills and resources. And I believe Hermit's Journey got this from CherokeeBilly.com. And it was just so fitting for this theme around serving yourself justice instead of judgment. And, you know, you got to pull away from the thought about justice as just legal or sentencing ourselves. because justice and Mother Peace Tarot takes on a completely different energy. It's about you reap what you sow. It's about responding to life. But before we get into that, I want to play with St. Patrick first. Okay. I'm seeing that there's somebody who has their hand up. So I am going to give you a little bit about St. Patrick. Now, okay. I am a free spirit, and I find ways to appreciate things from a lot of different religious faiths, traditions. And I find myself in a surprising place of kind of being a fan of St. Patrick right now. I only say that because it's personal. But St. Patrick is noted for getting rid of all the snakes in Ireland, but there weren't any snakes in Ireland. What he's really, really accredited for is getting rid of paganism and the Druids out of Ireland. And I always have a funny feeling about conversion. Like, I want people to be able to be free in their land. But, you know, I did some research, and I had some different questions that came up for me. And I think this is the gift of not walking in judgment. Like, even if you're not necessarily in agreement with what someone is doing, you can at least open up to figure out where their heart was. So, you know, you see St. Patrick, and you see the celebration of St. Patrick's Day, which really has morphed away from what it was supposed to be. Usually most people went to church. I believe I saw that they would eat cabbage and eat Irish bacon. Now we have corned beef. And yes, it looks like, before I go any further in that. Okay, Life Coach Adair, wow. Yes, there's silence on the radio because my radio mom is here. I'm going to take a break from St. Patrick. And family, this is Denise Cross, better known to me as Denise King, a radio personality who gave me my first shot on the radio, who is actually calling in for a reading. I'm so honored and touched right now, and I do welcome her to join me. My mama Denise, my radio mom is what I call her.
Yeah. Hello, sweetie. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing? Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day.
And the faith of the Irish be with you, too.
I don't know if you were able to hear. Oh, wow. Go ahead, Mom.
Yeah, actually, I said, oh, my goodness, don't stop the St. Patty's Day story for me, you know.
Well, your radio mom joins you. You press the brakes. I'm like, oh, my radio mom's on. Okay, so
everybody's going to hate me because I interrupted your story. No, I don't want that.
Uh-uh.
All right, well then I will
not
make
on
it.
My watch.
not on your watch. All right, well I will make it kind of quick. It's very interesting that you're talking about this today because I'm actually hoping that you will help me with a kind of a beating up that I've done, and you will be able to relate to this, I think, a lot. After about 22 years, you know the reasons why, I decided to go an audition for something yesterday. Now, I went through, I sang a song, which you may be familiar with, from a Walt Disney movie called The Little Mermaid, Poor Unfortunate Souls. Now, how good is that for me? Always wanted to sing Ursula, so that was what I chose to sing, and I messed it up. All right, next was reading, which was in French, and I actually did that pretty well, much to my surprise, because I don't speak French fluently. Then we did the dance number, and I messed it up. So 2 out of 3 was, like, really bad, and I came home, and I was so sad, and I messed it up. So the end result was I've been beating myself up for it. And thinking, maybe I need to stop and take a breather and not go back into acting just yet. Maybe I need to work on my focus a little bit more. So there is, I'm trying to do as you suggest and not be judgmental of myself, but you kind of can't help it when you messed up that much. So do you have any words for me?
Yes. I want to help you think of a word in a different way. I want you to take mistake and do mistake.
Okay. I'm not following you, so elaborate.
I sure will. It'll be my pleasure. You know, when we often think about mistakes, I mean, there's just so much value connected to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when we look at it as a mistake, T-A-K-E, miss hyphen take, then that mm-hmm. means you have an opportunity to do it over.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, that was take one, and now
yes.
I can do take two at another time,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
That's
okay.
exactly what I mean. Because, you know,
okay.
Jenny, we've been, you know, this journey, and I'm just going to invite everybody in here. One of my favorite things to do is to watch broadcast news. And family, if you don't know that movie, it's, what is that gentleman's name that is the star of that movie?
William Hurt.
Please forgive me, William, because he would be so over me not remembering his name.
It's okay. Well, you know I was in that movie, right?
That's my point.
Is that where,
that's my
it,
point.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going. You know, and one of the things that I remember from watching that movie, and even though your talking scene or, you know, that piece was cut, I love being able to go back to that movie and watch you. Watch your presence when you're able to touch him, to make him, you know, like, good job. I think that was the scene where he did a really great job on something and everybody was coming around and rooting for him. And I also remember the connection that you had with William Hurt, where he really wanted you around. You know, you have a gift. And I don't give two hoots about whatever mistakes that you've done. You have something that even William Hurt wanted around him. So 22 years later, you get to start over again. Please don't give up. Please go back.
Okay. I don't know if I'll get a call back for this one. I'm not really particularly concerned about that, but I really love what you just said, so thank you so much, because it's if it doesn't work this time, I will go back and audition for something else, and we'll see.
That's what you'll make me do.
You know it.
That's what you'll make me do. Now, would you like for me to pull a card for you, sweetie?
Sure. Yes, please.
I'm going to the Mother Peace Tarot deck. And I'm so, you know, I really want to also thank you for your vulnerability in sharing that, because a lot of times we don't want to show up when we feel like we've goofed up. But you know what? I'm proud of you for going out there and doing it.
Aww.
And then sharing your journey with us. And everybody go see broadcast news so you can see the scene where my radio mom is in it.
don't blink. Because you might miss me. I'll tell them I was the copy runner. It's about in the middle of the movie, so you're already about 45 minutes or more into it when he does his broadcast news. It's his first newscast after some Libyan has attacked an American base, and so they go through this whole thing with Holly Hunter, and I get to shake his hand
and I love her.
The big deal.
Yes, yes. So you are made for Hollywood, honey. We're going to do this.
No. Yes, I might be in a wheelchair when I get there, but that's all right.
Isn't this interesting? I pulled the Shaman of Swords for you.
No way.
Yes. Yes,
oh my
I
gosh.
Did.
Okay,
yes,
sword.
I did.
That's my card.
Yes.
You know that. Okay, that's my suit. Go ahead.
I didn't know that. I did not know that, but, you know.
No,
I
card. Swords are. Swords are. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes.
Tell me the rest. This is so exciting.
I'm so happy that you're feeling like that, because that's what the kind of energy this card is. Shaman and Mother Peace Tarot is the king energy. It's authority. Swords is air, and it's your mental faculties, but this is connected to your communication, your speech. You are an actress.
Yes.
So all of these, this is a big affirmative. You are not stopping. As a matter of fact, your vocal cords, you are going to be able to use the gift of your voice and your abilities to rise to a higher level with the Shaman of Swords card. It is a gift. It is an absolute gift. And you know what I love about this card is there's a sword coming out of her mouth, and there's this little bird, and it's right at the top of the ladder, letting us all know that your messages are divine. Your craft is strong. You are a master. It doesn't matter how long you've gone from when you stop to where you are, because you realize that your life experiences have given you even more to speak about and share and express in more than just the settings of home and where you work. That gift has to come out and be explored more, is what I'm feeling. More opportunities, more auditions, and not just that. Don't forget that you create your own opportunities because you are also a phenomenal writer.
Mm-hmm. I've done that, yes.
Yes. You're a phenomenal writer. You have put on your own one-stage plays. I will venture to say that actually in this moment, what I'm really feeling is, yes, go and audition, but also create those moments for yourself as well to get back on the stage.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Who knows, I might join you.
Well, all right. That would be good. I have to write a two-woman play now.
Here
one for
go.
You and me.
Wouldn't that be fun? Wow.
Yes.
You are so amazing. I am so grateful that you came and joined me tonight. I don't often get to share the side of my gift with people who've known me as long as you have. And you have taken care of me since I was a little girl. And I truly, truly thank you and honor you.
Oh, thank you. I feel very honored as well. Now, we could just honor each other for the rest of the show, couldn't we?
Indeed,
I'm sure there are other people who would like to get your help as well. So let me let you go, my dear. Thank you for your beautiful words, and I'm going to keep them in mind and move on.
Much love to you, Mama Denise.
Okay, and love from the family, too.
Of course, Stephanie and Joe.
Yep. Okay.
All right now.
Love you.
Love you,
okay.
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's my, you know, you can't even see me. I'm moving my hands in the air going, wow. It is quite an honor. Let me gift you a little bit about St. Patrick and grab some Kleenex real quick. So, like I was saying, I was having this, like, tough situation here with St. Patrick because I have funny feelings about people going off to other lands to convert people. But here's the thing, though. I'm touched by his story. I'm touched by the fact that he was enslaved for 6 to 7 years. St. Patrick is actually from England, from Britain, people. He's from Britain. And he was enslaved in Ireland and taken there away from his homeland for 6 to 7 years. And I have something in common with St. Patrick, and that is that I see visions. He saw visions. He heard voices. I hear voices. And we may have a different style, but he got in a lot of trouble for his gifts. And I just felt an affinity, you know, even though it's all about, you know, getting rid of these earth-based religions and bringing Christianity to Ireland. There is something about the man that I just surprisingly connected with. He had a vision that it's time for him to leave slavery, walked away, got free, went back home, and then went to France, Gaul, to become a priest. He went against his parents. He was a man of some station, some wealth, and they were like, why are you why do you want to leave all this wealth to go back to Ireland? But he wanted to go back to Ireland and convert the people to the true religion, the true God, and I'm doing quotation marks around that. His education was slight, so St. Patrick had to get caught up, and he never did. So he was really a missionary that had a heart. Yeah, I'm surprised. I have to say it. But there was something, you know, what I keep thinking about him and his journey and this whole piece around St. Patrick's Day, it's like how much I would have lost in the story had I decided to go the way I normally go around these types of situations. I would have missed the magic through my judgment. And I'm grateful that my heart is open to receive his story, to at least step into his shoes for a little bit to see what was this man talking about. He got in trouble with the bishops of Britain for the work that he was doing because he wasn't sending the tithes to them. He wasn't sending the tithes to Rome. He was literally working amongst the people, and the people loved him, and they remember him. Now, his day isn't as holy as I'm sure as he would like, but here are some funny, weird things that happened with St. Patrick's Day that I do find kind of karmically hilarious. Now, the color green, you know how, like, kiss me, I'm Irish, you know, wear the color green, you'll have good luck. Actually, you weren't supposed to wear the color green because there was this superstition that the fairies will come and steal your children. So you've got people wearing green all over the place, which is completely against what the myth and the pagans at that time really believed. We're drinking green beer. It's a holy day. The man wasn't a drinker. And we're partying. And now St. Patrick's Day is seen as really a celebration of all things Irish. But the guy who St. Patrick's from Britain, it's just, the world is crazy, family. That's all I'm just going to say to you. You know, you just can't, you know, you just can't put anything or any situation in a box. You know, so here's St. Patrick. He's supposed to get rid of all the snakes. There were no snakes. The snakes represented druids, the pagans, the polytheism of the time. And yet it still exists because we have a conversation about druids. We still have fairies. Conversations about them. We still have, you know, leprechauns and the shamrock and all of these other beautiful things. So for me, I think it's a dance. It is a dance. And the shamrock in particular, that was his symbol. It was a little plant. You know, if you get the three shamrock, it was supposed to represent the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You know, the three-leaf clover, which grows all over Ireland. He used it to explain the Christian concept of the Holy Trinity. So as you're celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and there's this oxymoron of here is St. Patrick is, who's British, who was enslaved, came back to Ireland to convert the Christians, and now it's just like this holy day for celebrating all things Irish. That is, in a nutshell, what St. Patrick's Day is about. So after this, we're going to get back into numbers and play a little bit about the energy of the day. So we're going to take a break, and then you are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you.
You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We just took a trip to Ireland. We are going to play with the number 8 tonight. You are welcome to call in 347-426-3346. You know, I haven't said it on any other place, but I know my sister Tam Tam's going to jump for joy that I remembered this. You know, I told you 8 shows up as strength or justice in tarot cards. But do you know with the Sacred Circle deck, the pagan journey, 8 shows up as a warrior, a female warrior. Indeed. I love it. Gotta love the Celts. So, and okay, fine. Yes, I'm hearing voices right now. I'm trying to calm them down. And what I really think is funny about this 8 warrior woman, this energy of this masculine energy combined with this femininity, is she looks a lot like Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders. But we're going to move on from there, because I really want to talk about that balance of the masculinity and the femininity, that strength and the passion and the receptivity, you know, all of that combining in one. That, for me, represents the number 8, those two circles on top of each other. It represents infinity, you know, and it's such, the number 8 is such a gift. Gordon Spart, who is an amazing numerologist, calls the number 8 the power number. We had another person who calls the 8th letter of the alphabet, H, the holy letter. So with this power and this energy and this eternity, how can we get justice for ourselves? How can we pull justice in for ourselves instead of judgment? Because, you know, when you start to understand that with 8 justice, you reap what you sow, you start to understand that whatever you're feeding yourself, you're going to get more of it. You know, whatever you're sending out, you're going to get back. So if you really want to enjoy peace of mind and love and have those things show up in your life, then it's time to do some things to plant those seeds. We've got spring coming up too this week, the spring equinox. You know, this is a time to be reborn to yourself. This is the time for the flowers to bloom, for the butterflies to come out. And how in the world are we going to do that if we're stuck in dark winter thoughts? And I'm not talking about dark winter thoughts about, you know, being in the womb and preparing and being in the void. I was thinking about it in the place of there's no life. And that's what judgment does. I believe that judgment takes away our life. Our life force and our energy and our spirit. So with number 8 running today, I want it to give us a charge, a surge to say yes, to say yes to our beauty, to say yes to who we are and how we're showing up. And regardless of the challenges that we're facing, having the ability to know that it's not always going to be that way. You know, life is so transitory. One minute we could be on the top of the mountains. The next minute we could be down in the valley. But if you're still here and you're breathing, then you have yet another opportunity to make a difference, to make a change, to experience the love you want to be. And I know that sounds like woo-woo, but I'm walking it. It has not been an easy week for me. But I also realized that I had some things that I could call on. My gratitude, the people that I was able to reach out to talk to, the tears that I dropped, the energy of feeling lost, all of that, and understanding that I wasn't by myself. I think that is the biggest, scariest thing in this life right now, is the fear that while you're walking through your dark times that you are all by yourself. But the number 8 has some really beautiful jewels, and I see what the time is doing. And I want to gift you some of those things, you know, some words. The 8th letter of the alphabet is H. Words like healthy, words like heartfelt, habit, hospital. You notice how all these words are helping words? They're words to lift you up? That's what the number 8 does for you, you know, which is why it's connected with power. The 8th card in medicine cards is the otter, and it reminds us of the beauty and the power of balanced femininity as we dance between the water energy of receptivity and the earth energy of groundedness. 8 can show up as strength or justice, depending on your tarot deck. In the Rider-Waite deck, strength shows up with the woman taming a lion. Now, she's not beating that lion down. She's not overpowering it. That she's gained that lion's trust to shut his mouth. And we represent all the people and the animals on the card. So it's really being able to marry your lower base with your higher base chakras, combining those things together so that you can show up authentically in life. One of my favorite things about my cards, in particular the Mother Peace Tarot cards, is that 8 shows up as justice, and it features 3 goddesses at the tree of life. I want you to see yourself as that tree and imagine that there are all of these otherworldly beings and energy coming to tend to your precious soul. You are receiving the water that the tree is receiving. There's a goddess that has her hand on the earth who's getting a sense of what the pulse like for earth. There's a deer who's come to speak for all humanity. But all of these goddesses have come to take care of this tree. If you put yourself in the place of the tree, then you know that all the things that you're looking for in your life will be replenished. You'll be nourished. You'll feel the connection. And when you feel that connection, then you'll feel your life force. And that is a way to connect with giving yourself justice. Justice is about how we respond to life, not just how we get revenge. It's not about revenge with Mother Peace Tarot. I want you to serve yourself with loving words, peaceful music, people around you who support you, and start with you. I started with seeing that my number one hater, when I looked in the mirror, wasn't somebody outside of me, but was me. Shifting that, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? You are. I am. That's how you serve yourself justice instead of judgment, by aligning with the message that you are beautiful, that you have gifts here that need to be heard, that need to be expressed. And if you're spending time with me tonight, I'm hoping that I at least ignite you enough to tap into that energy as you face whatever you're going to face throughout the week. The number 8 is such a gift. It also shows up in the Black Angel card as the Earth Mother, which means that you have the will to be who you are. And the mistakes that we have in our lives, it's time to honor those. You know, you're not going to get from where you are to where you want to be without any mistakes. Remember when I said that to my mama, Denise, there's mistakes, and we usually have value judgment with that, but I really hope that you will embrace the energy of honoring your mistakes. Okay, I get to take that one over again. No one here is perfect. We're all growing and going through so much. And the challenges and whatever mistakes that you feel that you're having in your life are leading you to another step on your evolutional journey, your hero's journey or your shero's journey. So self-forgiveness is the first step to honoring our mistakes, or mistakes as I like to call them, thanks to Life Coach Today for teaching me that word. And to learn how to embrace and dance. You know, there's a shadow dance with this piece, too. So you can show me a person who's never made a mistake, and I'll show you someone who's never achieved much. That's a quote from Joan Collins. And Joan Collins knows about that. Work, girl. Let me read that again. Show me a person who has never made a mistake, and I'll show you someone who's never achieved much. So you know what? I think it's just important that we live our lives today and we step out fearlessly and go out on this adventure and not be afraid of falling. You know, if we fall, we'll get back up. So I'm just really grateful to all of you for being with me tonight, for taking this journey. I know there's so much more that I can say, but my heart is so full having all of you on the chat line, on the phone lines with me. I believe we're going to wrap up tonight with Sherry Marie, because the reality is, it is so time to shine. You know, it's time to come out of the darkness, come out of the darkness of whatever we feel that's been holding us back, to forgive ourselves for whatever we feel that we've done wrong. And if you have people around you who are keeping you heavy and reminding you of all the mistakes that you have made, let them go. I said it. You can find Sherry Marie at sherrymarie.com. Her name is spelled CHERIEMARIE.com. Don't forget to join me back here next Sunday. In the meantime, if you are missing the energy, you can join me for a power lunch during the week with Life Coach Today on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show on Life Conversations Radio Network. Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m., he's going to have on a social worker with a heart, Margot DeLotte Bennett, continuing our journey of focusing on Women's History Month. Okay, I was getting a sign that my phone was sounding crazy. Could it be because my energy is crazy? I feel so good right now. And I'm there around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I get a little bit more in detail with the spiritual weather report called The Energy of the Day. You could also find me on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, fan-like page. And the topic tomorrow, we're going to be dealing with matters of women around the lesbian community, the LGBT community, and how that impacts as well during Women's First 3 months. So that's going to be a hot show. So I believe that's it. I want you to remember to love yourselves, family. I love you. Make sure you love yourself. And serve yourself some justice, not judgment. Have a beautiful night.
Somebody told you not to be fabulous. They tried to take your soul. Guess what? They lied. You're in control. Wow. Yeah, yeah. Somebody said you never be anything. They tried to change your fate. Guess what? Shine.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.